Alizarin, the fifth and last of these inventions, is also widely used there. This blessing of contemporary civilization is used chiefly by what are called confectioners and other specialists who prepare for the beings of that planet very tasty articles for their first food. The confectioners and other professionals who prepare these tasty tidbits for the first food of your favorites use this sure-fire German innovation, alizarin, of course unconsciously, for the sole aim of giving these products an enticing appearance. That aim, which has become the ideal of the whole of contemporary civilization, and which our honored Mullah Nasruddin expresses in the following words, "As long as everything looks fine and dandy to me, what does it matter if the grass doesn't grow?" In short, my boy, these present-day successors to the beings of ancient Greece, with all their practical attainments based on the sciences they've invented, have become a great help to poor nature, though only, it is true, in the process of decomposition. It is not for nothing that our dear Mullah Nasruddin gives the following wise counsel. Better pull 10 hairs a day out of your mother's head than not to help nature. Strictly speaking, the capacity to cook up fantastic sciences and to devise new methods for ordinary being existence did not pass from the ancient Greeks to the beings of contemporary Germany alone. The same capacity was inherited, and perhaps no less, by the beings of another contemporary community, also independent and in its turn enjoying dominion. This community of your favorites is called England. There has even passed to the beings of this second contemporary community, and directly to them alone, one of the most maleficent inventions of the ancient Greeks, which the English beings have thoroughly assimilated and put into practice. This particularly harmful invention of theirs was called by the ancient Greeks diapheron, and contemporary beings call it sport. I shall tell you about this contemporary sport in as much detail as possible at the end of this tale, but meanwhile you should know that although the beings of the community of England also invent in large quantities a wide range of new objects required by your favorites in the process of their ordinary being existence, they do not invent chemical substances, as do the beings of Germany. No, they invent chiefly what are called metalware. Especially in recent times, they have become expert in inventing and supplying to the beings existing over the whole surface of your planet vast quantities of all sorts of metalwares, called padlocks, razors, mouse traps, revolvers, scythes, machine guns, saucepans, hinges, guns, penknives, cartridges, pens, mines, needles, and many other things of the same kind. And ever since the beings of this contemporary community started inventing these practical objects, the ordinary existence of three-brained beings of your planet has become, as our dear Mullah Nasruddin describes it, not life, but free jam. The beings of this community are now the benefactors of the other beings of your planet, offering them, as they say, philanthropic aid, especially as regards their first being duty, namely that of carrying out from time to time the process of reciprocal destruction. Thanks to them, the discharge of that being duty has gradually become, for your contemporary favorites, the merest trifle. Before those inventions existed, it used to be exceedingly arduous for your poor favorites to fulfill that being duty, for they had to spend a good deal of toil and sweat on it. But nowadays, thanks to the contraptions invented by these English beings, it has become again, in the words of our esteemed Mullah Nasruddin, just roses, roses. The contemporary beings scarcely need to make any effort whatsoever in order to destroy completely the existence of beings like themselves. Sitting quietly in what they call their smoking rooms, they can destroy, just to pass the time, as it were, dozens and sometimes even hundreds of others like themselves. Now, I might as well also tell you a little about the direct descendants of the beings of the Greek and Roman civilizations. The descendants of the beings of the once great and powerful community of Greece still exist today and also have their own independent community, but they now have scarcely any significance whatever for the other independent communities there. They no longer do what their ancestors did, who were consummate specialists in cooking up all kinds of fantastic sciences. And if a contemporary Greek were to produce a new science, the beings of other communities would not pay the slightest attention to it. And they would pay no attention to it simply because that community has not at the present time enough guns and ships to be what is called an authority for the other contemporary beings there. But although these descendants of the former great Greeks, namely the Greeks of the present day, have lost the knack of being an imaginary authority for other three-brained beings there, they have adapted themselves perfectly on almost all the continents and islands to keeping what are called shops, where without any haste, slowly and gently, they trade in sponges, halva, rahat lokum, and so forth, and sometimes Persian dried fruit, not forgetting, of course, the dried fish called kefal. As for the descendants of the famous Romans, they too continue to exist, and although they no longer even bear the name of their ancestors, they still call the chief center of their community Rome. The beings of the community established by the descendants of these former shepherds, who later became the great Romans, are now called Italians. Scarcely anything has been inherited from their ancestors by these Italians, except that specific being impulse, which the ancient Romans were the first to crystallize in their presence, and which gradually contaminated all the other three-brained beings on that planet. At the present time, the beings of that community of Italy lead a calm and peaceful existence, doing nothing more than unostentatiously inventing new forms of their harmless and very innocent what is called macaroni. Nevertheless, certain beings of that contemporary Italy have inherited from their ancestors one special and very peculiar property called giving pleasure to others. However, they manifest this inherited need of giving pleasure not toward beings like themselves, but toward beings of other forms. In all fairness, it must be stated that this special property passed to beings of various parts of present-day Italy and became ingrained in their nature, not so much from the great Romans as from their ancestors of considerably later epochs, that is to say, from the time when they began propagating among beings, both of their own and of neighboring weaker communities, the teachings of a certain genuine sacred messenger from above, already distorted for their egoistic purposes. At the present time, the beings of various parts of Italy manifest this property of giving pleasure to others in the following way. When they destroy the existence of the quadruped beings called sheep and goats, whose planetary bodies they use for their first food, they do not do so all at once, but in order to give them this pleasure, they do it slowly and gently over a period of many days. That is, one day they take off one leg, then a few days later a second leg, then the third, and so on, for as long as the sheep or goat still breathes. And sheep and goats can breathe for a long time without these parts of their common presence, because these parts do not participate in the main functions of the taking in of cosmic substances required for their existence, but only in those functions that engender in all beings the impulses giving self-sensation. After what I've just said, there seems to be no need to say more about the descendants of those Romans who were once so great and so menacing for the other communities there. Now, let us talk about that particularly maleficent invention of the ancient Greeks, which is practiced today by the beings of the community of England, and which is called sport. These beings of contemporary England who make the most use of this particularly harmful invention of the ancient Greeks have thereby added one more surefire factor for shortening the duration of their existence. Already trifling enough without this. Furthermore, experiencing in their turn the greatness of their community, they have now become authorities for the three-brained beings of other communities, and having made the practice of this invention their ideal and its propagation their aim, they are infecting by every possible means the beings of all the other large and small communities of that ill-fated planet. The cause of this serious misconception was the disappearance from the common presence of your favorites of the possibility of the crystallization in them of those factors which actualize logical mentation in three-brained beings. And since they lack this logical mentation, all of them, almost without exception, accept the statements of certain candidate Hasnamuses, affirming that they can obtain something very beneficial for themselves through sport, and now believing these assertions with all their presence, and in the hope of obtaining this benefit, they give themselves up entirely to this sport. None of these unfortunates know, or probably will ever realize, not only that this maleficent sport of theirs brings them nothing beneficial, but that, as I've just told you, owing to this sport alone, they shorten still further the duration of their existence, already sufficiently trifling without this.